Happy Friday, everybody. It's Friday, March 26, 2021. This is the Second Half Podcast. I am Tom Powell, and as always, if you're listening to this, that means you made it through another week and margaritas are in order. I am recording the podcast this week while doing a live on TikTok so that, and just see how the fuck it goes. We seem to have a lot of Trump trolls in here, and I haven't set up a moderator yet, but we've had the same schmuck come out of the woodwork four times with four different accounts and the same profile picture spouting off Trump 2024. Hey, listen, I mean, we're progressing, right? We're progressing as a society. At least the deplorable, soft-headed, window-looking cousin fuckers are starting to acknowledge the fact that Trump actually lost the 2020 election. So I guess that's progress, right, guys? So I'll be talking here once in a while. I'll probably swing over here and see if anything's going on the TikTok live. But in the meantime, before we get into what we're going to talk about this week on the podcast, don't forget to swing by my website, oldhippiemedia.com. At oldhippiemedia.com, you're going to find anything you want to know about me, pictures, blog, shit of that nature. But most importantly, you're going to find where you can buy copies of my first two books, which are entitled A Grateful Life, The Life Story of a Husband, Father, and Taco-Loving Deadhead, and Dearest Renee, Letters from the Coronavirus War of 2020. It's also where you're going to be able to find my new merch store. We have 158 items for you to choose from, t-shirts, phone cases, coffee mugs, stickers, magnets, all kinds of shit. I'm not going to bore you with all of that. I'll give you the website again so you know where to go, and then we'll get into the shit for this week. Once again, it's oldhippiemedia.com. Oh, also, just keep in mind, for those of you who are listening to the podcast for the first time, this is not done in a professional studio. It's not professionally edited and mixed. It's an amateur podcast, so you might hear some background noise in this podcast. The fucking delivery guys might come to the front door to drop off a package, and the dogs might go nuts. That is what it is. Having said all of that, what the hell's been going on this week? I mix a little bit of funny stories with a little bit of political stories, and I came across a story this week that is just peak Florida. Now, for those of you who are not really familiar with my podcast too much, I've got about a two-year track record of just being amazed at the batshit buffoonery that comes out of the state of Florida. I love it. I'm addicted to it, right? I'm addicted to it like my wife is addicted to shows about foreigners marrying Americans, right? And one of these Florida stories popped up this week, and I just couldn't help it. Apparently, Florida has a rash of fucked-up-ass wild iguanas that are all over the fucking place. And they are making their way into the sewers in Florida. And what they're finding, apparently, is that the iguanas are not only making their way into the sewer, but they're making their way up into people's toilets in their homes. You guys have heard the old stories about... well, hang on a second. The door to my office here is open. We're going to have an interruption in the podcast. That's new and never happened before. The door just came open. Maybe I should start believing in ghosts in the afterlife. My son swears to God my father's ghost lives in the house. I wasn't even planning on talking about that, but yeah, he swears to God that my father is here. He sees him. He's kind of talked to him. And this was my father's room the last 4 years of his life. This room my office is now in. So that was a little weird. Admittedly. I mean, I'm gonna chalk it up to nothing more that I just didn't shut the fucking door all the way, but it's a little weird. Back to the shit we were talking about. So these iguanas have made their way into the sewers and are now making their way up in the fucking toilets all over Florida, and it's freaking people the fuck out. Okay, first things first. That is why I live where the air hurts my face. We don't have iguanas coming up through the goddamn toilets. Furthermore, I know that my wife would never use a toilet again if anything came up on her in the toilet, but I gotta imagine I'd be a tad apprehensive myself if I was pinching one off and all of a sudden I had an iguana tossing my salad. Not exactly something that gives you the warm and fuzzy about ever using that particular facility again. I think I'd be shitting in the tub for the rest of my life, if I'm going to be completely honest with you. My wife, God only knows what we would be shitting in at that point in time, if one ever came up and gave her the old fucking... Ooh, goodness gracious. Things would get ugly. I will say, though, Sewer Iguanas was the name of my Iggy Pop cover band in 88, so that's kind of fucking ironic. But yeah, Florida, back in the podcast, because they are the undisputed king of batshit crazy, are they not? America's drunk uncle forever. I love Florida stories. I fucking live for it. I see fucked up stories, and I specifically look to see if it occurred in Florida. It's like, ah, fuck, Arkansas, shit. No, Florida, I cannot get enough Florida stories. It's the gold mine that keeps producing. There's something I never thought I'd see department. Krispy Kreme has got a very unique offer going on. I don't know if you guys saw this. For those of you who are donut lovers, specifically lovers of the Krispy Kreme donuts, Krispy Kreme is offering you a free donut if you can produce a COVID vaccination card. Get your shot, get a free glaze to go, baby. I mean, hey, take advantage of the shit that's in the news, right? Why the fuck not? Anyway, let's get on to the political shit. We have a handful of political news to cover this week. First off, we got to talk about the whole thing going on here in my state of Illinois. We have a bit of a clash going on. We have the sovereign citizens versus the state of Illinois in a debate over gardens. So here's what happened. One homeowner in Elmhurst apparently is quite an avid gardener, and she has several large gardens in her backyard, and she erected some hoop houses to overwinter her garden. Okay, so these are hooped structures that you have a series of poles and then you put like a tarp over them and secure the thing down. Anyway, fast forward, she's an avid gardener. She builds these hoop houses, and somebody bitched, and she was cited for being in violation of the village's building codes. And now it's become a state-level thing, right? And so there's a couple of different things that we need to talk about when it comes to this particular issue, right? First things first, shut the fuck up. It's a garden. It's, you know what I mean? It's a fucking garden. She built a hoop house. It's temporary for the winter. Seriously, I come from this industry. I know what hoop houses are. She didn't build a structure, okay? It's a fucking hoop house. But the flip side of that really is an interesting one. So I did some digging on this, and it's like the people that are arguing that the village shouldn't have the opportunity or the chance or the right to fine her for erecting a hoop house on her own property to overwinter her gardens are these sovereign citizens that tell you that no government entity has a right to tell you what you can do on your property, right? I used to have one of these assholes that lived behind me. He was a sovereign citizen. He used to go on and on and on and on and on about there's no government entity that can tell you what to do on your land. No, that's not how any of this shit works. But they just went on and on and on about being sovereign. I'm a sovereign citizen. No, you're not. You're an old man and you're a dumbass. And shut the fuck up and sit the fuck down. But I find it interesting that these sovereign citizens don't want government telling them what to do, but they want the big, bad, evil state of Illinois to tell their little community and municipality what to do. So when we say that, let's macro that out for a minute, right? When I say that I want the national government, the federal government, to do X, and you come back with states' rights, how are you not doing the same thing on a state level, right? How are you not asking the big bad state to take care of, to tell the little bitty municipality what they can and can't do? Now, I happen to agree with you, lady, whoever you are. I happen to agree with you. You should be able to build your gardens and build your hoop houses, and it's your property, and it's not a structure. It's not like you built a shed. I understand there are ordinances that go with sheds and home additions and all fences and pools, and believe me, I know, okay? We can't have a pool where I'm at because of ordinances. I get it. But you don't get to have it both ways, right? You don't get to simultaneously bitch about Illinois constantly, nonstop, how evil, how bad it is, and then turn around and go, but I need you to step in and tell my village what to do. Either you trust Illinois to make decisions or you don't trust Illinois to make decisions. You don't get to pick and choose shit, boo-boo. You just don't. And while we're on the subject of Illinois, if we can for just 1 minute, the J.B. Pritzker hate just rages forth in this state. It's unbelievable. I'm sure that you guys, whoever's listening to this podcast, you guys, if you're on Facebook, I'm sure that you have community pages where you're at, right? You have pages that are designed to just have private members of your community be part of it, and you guys talk about garage sales and road construction and upcoming elections and shit like that. We have those here as well, right? One of the local yokels, one of the fucking the hillbillies in town here, took to one of the local pages and posted that he wanted anyone who voted for J.B. Pritzker here in Illinois, which, for those of you not in Illinois who don't know, our governor's name is J.B. Pritzker. Anybody who voted for Pritzker should raise their hand so that he could come around this poster and smack the shit out of us. You know what? I'm old. I got an arthritic hip. I'm slightly overweight. No, I'm not slightly overweight. I'm damn overweight. But I will still tell you this. You can fucking try. That'll be the first thing I'd say to you. I mean, I'm old and I'm a bit slower, but I cheat like hell and I'm feistier than a motherfucker. So pack a lunch and give it a whirl. I don't think you're going to be that successful, but let's focus more importantly on this. If you don't want me to vote for J.B. Pritzker because you don't like him, fine. Give me a better candidate. All I hear is bitching and moaning about J.B. Pritzker nonstop in this state. I think the guy did a phenomenal job in dealing with the coronavirus. Phenomenal job. But it doesn't matter. They keep fucking bitching about him. They keep complaining about him. Okay, fine. Give me a better candidate. Instead of bitching about him, give me a better candidate. We did, right? We bitched about Trump. And then when the time came, we gave you a better candidate. And more people went out and picked the better candidate. So give me a better candidate for Illinois. And don't say that I won't vote for anybody that's a Republican, because that's bullshit. If you brought back somebody that was along the lines of a Jim Edgar, I'd very, very, very seriously consider it. Jim Edgar was a Republican Illinois governor that I think did the state right. Abso-fucking-lutely. But that's all you got to do. Instead of trying to smack somebody who voted for, hang on a second. I'm getting a message here. Yeah, I didn't think I came home and my landscaper had not been in here yet, and I just got a text message from him saying that he had an emergency. He had to jet. So I'll call him after the podcast. No big deal. I was a landscaper, I understand. But anyway, getting back to the point here, give me a better candidate. Give me somebody I can vote for. Give me somebody who's got some fucking ideas and who has some policies that are going to better this state. Rauner sure as fuck didn't have him. And if you're telling me that you guys are even going to remotely think about putting Adam Kinzinger up against J.B. Pritzker, I could tell you this. J.B. Pritzker's going to win re-election in a fucking landslide, folks. You put Adam Kinzinger up there and Pritzker's going to win in a fucking landslide. He just will. So give me an actual candidate and we'll consider voting for your boy, okay? But until then, I don't see anybody in this state that's going to unseat J.B. Pritzker for a re-election bid. Not now. Not at the current point in time. So, you can hate him all you want. That's fine. You can make fun of how fat he is, and you can call him Jabba the Pritzker, and all that fucking seventh grade level mentality you guys like to sling around. That's fine. You could do all of that. Doesn't mean a hill of beans until you give the people an alternate candidate, another option that they could actually sit down and listen to and go, now I can see that. I can see that working. I could see myself voting for this person. As long as you keep throwing up these far right-wing loons, it's never going to happen. It's never going to happen. So, you know, maybe you guys should break off, huh? Maybe the rest of Illinois should break off and form the state of Illinois, and Chicago and the collar counties can break off and form the state of Chicagoland or whatever the fuck it is, and we can wait 4, 5, 6 years and see which one of us is begging the federal government for money because they can't fucking make it. Let's see which one of us is begging the federal government for assistance because they didn't realize that when they got rid of all those fucking evil blue people that it was going to take all the fucking money and funding with it. You don't like the way we do things in Illinois? It's real fucking simple, guys. Real simple. There are airports, train stations, and highways that lead out of state in any fucking direction multiple times a day, every fucking day of the week. Feel free to pick a mode of transportation and get the fuck out. That's it. Right? Get the fuck out. Go down to one of your little fucking red bastion states, Tennessee, Kentucky, Mississippi. Live off of our money for the rest of your life while you bitch and moan about socialism. Just get the fuck out. It just seems like a simple fucking solution to me. Pack your shit and tell your story walking. So, I will await the Republicans' candidate to see who they decide to put up. I got a feeling that's where we're heading. I got a feeling we're heading towards a J.B. Pritzker, Adam Kinzinger matchup in the next statewide election here in Illinois. I mean, that's fine. You could put him up there if you want. If that's who you guys choose to pick, he's going to get his fucking ass kicked in that election. I can tell you that. No two ways about it. Pritzker wins re-election in a fucking walk if you put Adam Kinzinger up there. So, we'll see what you guys got. Dig deep. How about this? Do some vetting this time around. That'd be nice, huh? Vet your candidates. And then throw one out there that you think aligns with your philosophies the best, and we'll run it up the flagpole and see who salutes. In other political news, in Trump news, Donnie McFuckstick, otherwise known as Der Muskfuhrer, has announced he's going to start his own social media platform that will launch in just a couple of months. That is fucking awesome. The cheapest man on the planet with the shittiest products known to man who bankrupts every fucking thing he touches is going to launch an entirely new social media platform in just a couple of months. And then he's going to turn around and ask his followers to sign up for that platform, presumably at a cost, because that's what Donnie's all about, and put all of your information into his new platform. Yeah, that's secure. Yeah, it's secure. You can't build a reliable social media platform in 2 months. You just can't. He will go on the cheap, and it'll be the least secure thing since a fucking screen door latch, okay? That it's never going to work. It is never going to work. Seriously. And even if by some fucking miracle this moron actually pulls off a social media platform that works to some degree, what carrier is going to carry it? Does Clapper, or I'm sorry, what's the other one? The one that they just fucking got rid of. I forget. The one that everybody went to. You guys don't remember them, all the carriers fucking blocking that social media platform? Jesus Christ, I'm drawing a blank now. You know the one I'm talking about. Everybody went there. I even had one of these fucking accounts there. It was for all the right-wingers. Say whatever you want and don't be censored. Yeah. And then they shared whatever they want, including every fucking conspiracy theory ever fucking shoveled by the QAnon freaks, and the whole goddamn platform got shut down. Now, if you're talking about a platform, a social media platform that Trump is building. Trump. Guys, do you remember when he was running for president? I know it seems like it was 87 and a half years ago, okay? But do you remember when he was running for president? Okay. When he was running for president, the one thing that he touted was his business acumen, right? I'm a businessman, and nobody builds shit better than I build shit. I'm going to build the greatest, most beautiful wall, and it's going to have a big, beautiful door right in the middle of it, because that's what I do. I build things. Look at this, and look at that. Here's the problem. What the fucking, the supporters of his didn't bother to do was their due diligence. And had they done their due diligence, they would have learned that he doesn't actually build anything. He lets other people who know what the fuck they're doing build shit, and then he pays to slap his name on the side of it. That's what he is. He's a marketer, not a builder. Okay? He's all about the presentation. The presentation. Not about the work. Never the work. No. He's about presentation. Okay? So then what happens? They fucking lick their fucking windows, go, okay, run off, vote for Trump, send him down to the border and have him build his wall. And what happens? The greatest builder with the biggest brain, who knows better than anybody about any of this shit, built a section of a wall that blew over when the fucking wind blew. Literally. But I'm sure the social media platform he's going to build in the next 60 days is going to be stellarly secure. Stellarly. Top notch. Nothing but the best, baby. More secure than the Capitol building on January 6th. Let me tell you. Get the fuck out of here. You're going to catch me having lunch with Jimmy Hoffa before I'll type any of my personal information into a social media platform developed and designed by anybody with the last name Trump. But don't you know, they are going to fucking race to their phones to sign up for that. Providing a carrier actually carries it, they are going to race to their phones to sign up for it. Oh, I got to get on the new Trump platform. You guys see, I got my new U-Twit account. Or whatever the fuck people said it was going to be called. I don't even, whatever the hell. I don't give a shit. It's never going to work, guys. It's never going to work. You're going to put your information into a system that's going to be hacked by the Chinese, the North Koreans, the Russians, and the Iranians faster than shit moves through a goose. Get with it, guys. Time to wake up. He doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. He didn't know what the fuck he was doing in the real estate industry. He didn't know what the fuck he was doing in reality TV. He doesn't know what the fuck he's doing in politics. And he sure as fuck isn't going to know what the fuck he's doing in the social media game. Okay? He didn't know how to make money with a casino. You know how you make money with a casino? You open the fucking doors. Now, I understand that's a tad bit simplistic, but Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, the guy fucked up everything. Name a Trump business that's still around other than the hotels that other people built, he bought, and slapped his name on. He couldn't sell steaks worth of shit. What other country eats steaks at the same rate that fucking Americans do? Dude couldn't sell steaks to Americans. Couldn't sell vodka, couldn't sell his airline, couldn't sell his school, couldn't sell shit. But yeah, let me tell you something. That fucking social media platform, it's going to be fucking golden. You guys all race there. I can't wait until all your information is in the hands of Putin and they're laughing their fucking balls off at how you lemmings run to do whatever the fucking dear leader tells you to do. It's going to be fucking awesome. And don't worry, it's going to be your platform. You guys can say whatever the fuck you want to say on that platform. Trust me. It is going to be solely for you. Nobody on this side of the aisle is going to risk being part of that dumpster fire for anything. So, good luck with all of that. If we could move on a little bit from Dermusk-Fuhrer and talk a minute about my brethren, if I could. I got to take a little bit of issue with my brethren here. I don't even know where to begin with this, but if you come across men, specifically, sorry, men, talking to the men. When I say my brethren, I'm talking to the men out there. I'm talking to straight men, okay? All straight men. I'm not talking about straight men of this color or this creed or whatnot or from this state or from that state. All straight men, okay? Just listen to me for a minute. If you come across social media content on any social media platform, okay? Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, the new social media platform of choice for myself being TikTok. If you come across a social media post, and it is the content of said post is a woman detailing something that happened to her by a man, no matter how severe or, in your mind, minor the incident may have been, whether it was something was said to her inappropriately, she was touched inappropriately, she was attacked in a more violent way inappropriately. No matter what it is, I don't care what she's detailing for you. Whatever it is, if you yourself have never done those things, then she's not talking about you. When she says, a man did this to me, if you don't do those things, that's not about you. Okay? You don't have to clarify that it's not about you by telling her, well, not all men do that. She knows that. We know that. Everybody knows that. You clarifying that adds zero to the fucking conversation. Zero. As a matter of fact, the only thing you clarifying that does is it makes us wonder, are you trying to kind of half-ass at a distance, you know, give some sort of a bullshit reasoning why this happened, an excuse why this happened? Or are you just incapable of separating yourself from the situation and you feel guilt by association? Okay? Once again, I'm talking to the straight men out there. So listen, I'm a straight man. I don't do those things. I haven't done those things. So when I see one of those posts, I know they're not talking about me. Now, if you use this simple tool, men, it'll help you in your life on social media, okay? When you see that post, this is critical, okay? When you see a post and it's a woman detailing some kind of assault or abuse that she has suffered at the hands of men, ask yourself, does that pertain to me? Do I do those things? If the answer is no, then by definition, not all men do that. You don't have to clarify it. See that? Saved yourself a whole lot of time, headache, and clapback for being a fucking moron on social media. Okay? And the not all men thing is a typical tactic of the right. I did a couple of videos about this on TikTok. I don't know that if I did any videos or written content about this on Facebook, but it's a typical tactic of the right. Okay, we see it over and over again, and then we see the hypocrisy of that on the other side, right? So where do we see other variations of it's not all men coming from the Republicans? Well, when another cop shoots another unarmed black man. I mean, that's right up at the top of the list, right? It happens. We point it out. We say, look, that's the 10th cop this year to shoot an unarmed black man. And what do we get? Well, that's not all cops do that. It's not all cops. Right. We didn't say all cops. We said that's the 10th cop this year to shoot an unarmed black man. Okay. You pulling out the not all insert fucking group here minimizes the shit that was just being talked about. It does. It minimizes it. It absolutely fucking minimizes it because you're bypassing what actually happened to pseudo defend yourself when you don't fucking need to defend yourself. So stop defending yourself. It ain't about you, you ignorant fucking cunt nugget. When we point out that a group of people are walking down the street openly chanting white supremacist sayings while they are protesting in favor of Trump, you don't have to say to us, not all Trump supporters are white supremacists. We weren't talking about all Trump supporters. We were talking about the ones we were just fucking talking about. We see it over and over and over and over again. Another white supremacist Christian male shoots up another public place, a school, a mall, a movie theater, a concert, a grocery store in Boulder, Colorado. We point it out on the news, and what do we hear? Well, not all white Christian males do that. We know. It's the same tactic in different wrapping. It's that same language to change the conversation away from the bad thing that happened because they don't want to deal with that in the immediate. That's all you're seeing in the it's not all men movement. Ironically enough, though, when it comes to shit they want to talk about, then it becomes all. A Muslim commits an act of terror. All Muslims got to be banned. A black person commits a crime in the inner city. All black people are committing crimes. Black on black crime is the worst thing that ever happened to the country. An Hispanic, an illegal Hispanic immigrant kills somebody in a drunk driving accident, and all of a sudden all Hispanics, all illegal immigrants are evil and got to go. They don't serve any purpose to society. It's amazing how quick the right moves. Hang on a second. Let me check and see what's going on TikTok. Why do I pretend I'm on the radio, you mutt? Well, block you. I love it. Why do trolls... Just a quick question before we get into the last story of the week. Why do trolls waste their time following and commenting on accounts on social media that they don't like or agree with? I'm not pretending to be on the radio, you fucking moron. I'm recording a podcast that's going to air tomorrow. Oh, Jesus, Mary and Joseph. It never ends. It is just a fucking quagmire of cousin fucking inbred window lickers that just, it's unbelievable. Great. It's funny. I get to pop over here and see what the hell's going on. I'm recording this podcast once again while doing a live, so I'm reading some of the comments. You guys on the podcast that aren't part of TikTok want to hear what some of the people have to say? We got some people talking about wanting to register guns. We got some people asking me why I'm as bad as I am. Why do you pretend you're on the radio? I'm a mutt. Yeah, I am a mutt. I'm absolutely a fucking mutt. I'm predominantly Sicilian on my mother's side. Got a little bit of Scottish and Welsh on my father's side. So yeah, I'm a mutt. Hang on a second. Yep, my fucking nose is cold. I'm a mutt. So, what I really love, before we get into this last story of the week here and wrap up the podcast for the week, which is not going to wrap up the live, by the way. Don't worry about that. What I really like is when they come out of the woodwork and tell me that I'm a stoner. Those are the best. Truly the best. I love it when trolls come out of the woodwork and go, yeah, smoke another one, you stoner. Instinctively, I light up a J. Like, don't mind if I do. And by the way, stoner hasn't been an insult since 88, Tiger. Oh, God. I love it. I love it. But we got to get serious for a minute. We'll talk about that more on the live when I get done here with the podcast. So if you want to, after you hear this on Friday, you want to see more of my shit on TikTok, go find me at Tom Powell Jr. on TikTok. But we're going to stop pimping myself for a minute because we got to talk about one more story this week, and that is Boulder, Colorado. It happened again, right? Fucking happened again. Couple of them in a week. There's a video going around TikTok. If you guys aren't familiar with TikTok, for the people, I know the people on live are, but for the people who might be listening to the podcast, if you're not familiar with TikTok, you have the ability to do something that's called stitch a video. That means you could take a small segment of somebody else's video and stitch it into your video and have a video of your own about what that video is. And so people typically make videos designed for people to stitch them. And there's one going around that says, tell me something we did, something along the lines of, tell me something we did before COVID that you don't miss. Like, we don't go back to, you don't miss it at all. And there's a content creator on TikTok that I follow, that quite a bit of you people follow, called Good Trouble. And I think he had the best stitch of it yet. And it was mass shootings. Don't fucking miss mass shootings. Yet here we are. We're starting to open up our society again. Things are starting to get slightly back to normal, and we're already starting to see an uptick in mass shootings. We are, without a question of a doubt, the most self-destructive species to ever inhabit this planet. We're too stupid to get out of our own fucking way. This week it was Boulder, Colorado. It was 10 dead, including an armed, trained, on-duty officer of over 10 years is one of the dead. So, the gentleman committed the crime, the shooting, the terrorist attack, let's call it what it is, a terrorist attack, with an AR-15 that he purchased approximately from everything I'm reading, 8 days after Colorado lifted the assault weapons ban in that state. Now, have major crimes been committed with handguns, rifles of other kinds, shotguns? Yeah, they have. At the same rate and with the same level of destruction and carnage as people with these AR-15s? Not even close. And you can't say that they are. Day-to-day crime, yes, all day long. Day-to-day crime is often committed by small arms that can be hidden much easier than an AR-15. That's not the crime we're talking about here, folks. We're talking about these bursts of assaults in heavily crowded and populated areas designed to have mass carnage that seem to just keep ticking up, 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 up. You know, one day it's, well, there were 6 dead, and then there was 10 dead, and then there was 12 dead. This one was relatively small at 10 dead. The concert one in Vegas was over, what was 50-some people. 39 in this one, 16 in that one. And every fucking time, the same motherfuckers come out of the motherfucking woodwork to tell me we can't have the fucking conversation. Fuck you. We can have the conversation. We are having the conversation. If you don't like it, then see the fuck out of the conversation. But the conversation is being had. We have a problem. We don't care anymore if you want to acknowledge the problem. If you refuse to acknowledge facts, that's your problem. I'm done trying to reach you. I'm now having conversations with elected officials, not you. You no longer matter in the conversation. I want to know what elected officials are going to do about it. And if the ones that are in office now don't want to do anything about it, I want to know what the next ones coming up who are challenging them are planning on doing about it, so I know which ones to vote for. Because if you are an elected official who is against any form of common sense gun legislation, you will never get my vote. I don't give a fuck what party you're in. Yeah. It is beyond time to have this conversation. And no, not about AR-15s. About all of it. About our lack of funding for mental health. About our extraordinarily easy access to guns. About the fact that for some fucking reason, we'll just sell guns to anybody in certain states in any fucking quantity without any kind of fucking proper documentation. And don't tell me it doesn't fucking happen. It does fucking happen. It's well fucking documented, not only through extensive fucking research, but through undercover investigative videotape evidence. I've seen it fucking happen. We have a problem. And the same fucking morons that want to come on my fucking social media page and tell me week in and week out and month in and month out about how black-on-black crime is out of control. And look at it. Black people are just killing each other left and right. Motherfucker, what do you think is happening in these mass shootings? Do we want to end crime in the inner city? Fuck yeah, we do. So do the people there. That's why they march every fucking month. That's why they're working their fucking asses off in their own communities with very little help from people like you to try and end the gun violence. Just like we want to do on a national level. I don't want my kids sitting in a movie theater enjoying a movie and getting shot because you don't want to fill out a background check at a gun show or in a private gun sale. I don't fucking care what you want. I don't care. You can come on here all day long and go, but this, but that, but I don't fucking care. I don't care. I don't care what you want. Fuck you. There it is. Don't care. We can't even go to the fucking grocery store without wondering whether or not some lunatic is going to come in and fucking shoot the place up? Fuck you and your care. fuck your feelings. I don't care what you want. We've done it your way my whole life. Doesn't fucking work. Your way failed. Over and over and over and fucking over again. I'm done with your way. Fuck you and your way. So that's what I'm going to ask of my elected officials on every fucking level moving forward. Where do you stand on the gun issue? Village board, county board, state house, governor, congressman, senator, president. That's one of my first questions to you. Where do you stand on the gun issue? Because the rest of it kind of falls in line right after that, doesn't it? Oh, you believe in ultimate freedom? Well, how free am I if I can't even go grocery shopping without getting shot? Well, then pack a gun. So I got to play fucking cowboy in a modern society because you don't want to wait a few days to fucking get your boomstick? Fuck you. Make them wait 15 days. Make them wait a month. I don't fucking care. That infringes on the right of law-abiding gun owners. I don't fucking care. Don't care. I don't care if you have to wait 6 fucking months to get your boomstick, boo-boo. Well, somebody who's in trouble can't wait months. Don't know what to tell you. We got too many fucking guns on the street. Too many. You don't like what I'm proposing? Don't care. I don't like what you're proposing. Because what you're proposing is, fuck it, that's the cost of freedom. That's not the cost of freedom. 10 dead in a fucking grocery store in the middle of the fucking day, in the middle of the fucking work week, is not the cost of fucking freedom. It just isn't. That's insanity. It's bullshit. It's a crazy way to live our life. It's a crazy way to run a fucking society, and I don't want any fucking part of it. So I'm going to vote for the other guy every fucking time. Well, we need more good guys with guns. Did you not hear the part about a fucking on-duty armed veteran of over 10 years being one of the victims? Now, listen. I get it. I know the common train of thought among the truck nut ammo sexual crowd in America is that they're just some kind of fucking Rambo in the waiting, right? I've seen them. Meal Team 6 down there at the fucking State House. The Gravy Seals. I've seen them. But Tom, you're fat. Yeah, I'm aware I'm fat. Which is why I don't pretend to be a fucking G.I. Joe Ranger. You think you're more trained than that cop? You think you'd have been more prepared than that cop? You think you'd have been 1 minute looking at the price of frozen fucking peas and the next minute, boom, you got your fucking gun on your hip and you're just fucking nailing people like you're in a fucking arcade hitting fucking ducks coming up out of the bushes? Who the fuck are you? You're Gary, you're a gym teacher, you drink too much on the fucking weekends, and you're buying another frozen dinner because you got no fucking life. But Lord knows you got a Glock on your hip, so everybody's fucking safe, right? Fuck you. The goddamn trained cop didn't fucking make it out alive. There was a fucking armed cop that refused to go in Parkland. There was an armed county cop who engaged the Columbine shooters outside the school prior to them going in. Does everybody know that? I bet you didn't know that, did you? I bet you that's a factoid you fucks like to overlook. Yes, one of those community service officers, an armed, I can't remember if it was a current county cop or a retired county cop who was paid to watch the school, to protect the school, engaged Dylan and Eric in gunfire. Outside Columbine High School. Shot at them. He was outgunned. No, we don't need more armed people. We need gun control. And I don't fucking care if you don't want to have the conversation. I really don't fucking care. That's why when these fucking morons pop their fucking head out of the woodwork on my social media page, they just instantly get blocked. I'm done having the conversation with you. You don't care. This is the funny thing about it. This is the hilarious part about it. What I hear from these fucking morons time in and time again is, well, the guns aren't the problem. The problem is that we devalue human life. We devalue human life, but you don't want to do anything to protect the human life. Interesting. Who's the one that devalues the human life? Whenever there's a shooting, we talk about the fucking lives. You talk about the fucking guns. Who values the life? Stop telling me that it's a devaluation of life and not a gun problem. You're the fucking people that devalue the life. You are more concerned with your gun being taken away from you than your kid or your grandkid getting shot in the mall. I'm done with you people setting the fucking narrative and controlling the argument. I'm sorry. You're wrong. It's not even a debate anymore. You are wrong. There is a gun problem in America. There's been a gun problem in America for decades. You don't want to fucking see it. We're done showing it to you. We're talking to the elected officials now. So I am going to vow to never vote for any elected official ever again on any level who is against common sense gun laws. Maybe that's registration. Maybe that's expanded background checks. Maybe that's mandatory insurance. Maybe that's biometric security systems built into guns. Maybe it's a combination of some thereof. But I'm done talking about it. Just know that moving forward, I hear for those of you on the live, I'm not paying attention to what you're writing over here, but for those of you on the live, know that moving forward, you come in and argue in favor of keeping the status quo when it comes to the guns, instant fucking block. I'm done listening to you. Fuck you. It's happened too many fucking times in this country. And it keeps fucking happening because of everything else I've been talking about. The minority is ruling the roost. The minority is controlling. The minority. Hang on. The minority party, backed by a minority of citizens, is blocking legislation that 84% of Americans want. That would just be the expanded background checks, by the way. Just expanded background checks. A minority party backed by a minority of the citizens of this country is blocking a bill that 84% of Americans want, including 77% of their party. Why? Money. Our kids are being killed for fucking donor dollars. When you see, as we approach 2022 and the midterm elections, and all of the political ads get fired back up, and you see all of these fucking ads that all of these fucking Republicans are going to be running on the radio and YouTube and on TV, just know they were all fucking paid for with blood dollars. Those ads were paid for by people who profit off of shit like Boulder, Colorado. There are people in this country that when shit like Boulder, Colorado happens, they sit up and go, we're going to sell more guns. We're about ready to make more money. And those people are subhuman trash. Subhuman trash. You want to talk to me about devaluing life? Fuck you. Not when the people you back are making money off of kids dying in our, and people, not just kids, everybody dying in this fucking country at the hands of more lunatics with more fucking guns in the name of the almighty fucking dollar. Fuck you. Done listening to you. Fuck you. We are never going to get past this as long as we continue to try and engage the other side and try to get them to understand where we're coming from. We either got to fucking roll over them, roll around them, dig under them, or something. You got to stop talking to them. They don't fucking care. You got the House, the Senate, and the fucking White House right now. Make it fucking happen. End the filibuster, pass it immediately, get it on the Biden's desk, and get it fucking signed. Enough of this shit. Every fucking time for 49 years of my life now, I've seen the same shit happen. The Democrats and the Republicans debate each other on the topics, and this is what I want to do. No, this is what I want to do. No, this is what I want to do. And when the Republicans win, they come in and they steamroll the fucking Democrats. And when the Democrats win, they come in and they go, all right, how can we work together? And then nothing happens. And then the Republicans come back into power and they steamroll the Democrats. And then the Democrats come into back into power and they go, how can we work together? Stop it. Schumer, Pelosi, Biden, stop it. Pass it. Get it done. Fuck them. They don't care. They don't fucking care. They care about donors. They care about fucking donations to put ads on TV more than they care about their fucking constituents. Fuck them. I haven't even seen. Has anybody even asked Cory Gardner from Colorado how he feels about this? What his thoughts are? Anybody? I mean, maybe he surprises me and says the right thing. I know that fucking, Sarah Palin from Wish, Lauren Boebert, she was the one that released a little fucking tweet about how can this keep happening? Oh my God, the tragedy. Well, she's got three fucking AR-15s on the fucking shelf in her office, and then she does fucking ads of her blowing shit away with her fucking boom boom sticks, but when they come in to actually do an interview with her post-Colorado shooting, well, those AR-15s are gone. What's the matter, Lauren? Did your morals take the fucking day off? Or did somebody in your PR department get to you and realize what a fucking moron you were being? And maybe it just might not be a good idea to do an interview about a shooting in Colorado with the very same type of gun that you're displaying as if it was a fucking trophy from a goddamn soccer game you won. Fucking ignorant bitch. Unfucking real. Fucking ignorant bitch. Oh, I got a violation warning in my life. Look at that. The trolls are still here. So listen, that's all the ranting I'm going to do for the podcast. I'm going to stick with the live here for a minute because apparently we got some more trolls in the live. So I want to thank everybody who tuned into the podcast this week. As always, don't forget to tune in next week for another episode. And until next Friday, stay grateful, and we'll talk to you then, huh?